you doing?
Blessed. Blessed, and I'm very, very happy and grateful.
What is this weekend like? I mean, is it different for people compared to like freshman orientation?
It's been fast. Lots been going on. Just all we can really do is just take it all in and just try to stay on course with everything we have to do.
Biggest difference so far that you notice, you know, from the college level to the pros?
Everything's a lot more detailed. Everything from the meetings, weight room, how we eat, the training staff, taking care of our bodies. So everything's a lot more detailed. It's the next level, so it's faster, more direct.
A lot of guys talking about the playbook. How would you describe when they threw that playbook in front of you?
It's kind of like a wild thing. It's kind of big, but that's expected. It's a lot that goes on in the NFL, so it's pretty much expected. So,
was there a moment when it kind of hit you that this is not my job, not just a game?
Definitely. When we sat down in the first meeting, I was just sitting back looking in the entire room, and was like, all right, I'm here. It's time to work. You know, I got to stay on point with everything. Got to stay in my playbook, even though it's ginormous. And, it's a great feeling, though. Like I said before, I'm blessed to be here. I've just been really taking it all in and, just trying to do everything the right way.
Did you know Bill at all from Rutgers? I know he's spent a lot of time on the campus the last couple of years when Greg was there.
I've met him before. We've sat down and talked. It's been a great feeling with that whole ordeal as well. Him and Coach Shiano, they're good friends, and I'm good friends with his son. So, it's good, you know.
Is that nice that you came here and now Steven's sort of a coaching assistant to have a familiar face?
Yeah, he's been a great friend for me for quite some time. So. He's kind of just, you know, guiding me along as well and keeping me on a good straight path. So can't ask for more than that.
Do you look at him now as kind of like your boss?
I do, actually. And it's kind of weird. But like I said, he's a good friend, and I know he's never going to direct me in the wrong path or anything. So, I take that and I keep that. I'll always respect him. I respect his job. And I respect him as a friend as well.
Is there anything that he's been able to help you with, whether it was at Rutgers or this weekend?
We haven't really sat down and got into anything like that. He'll give me a wink and keep my spirits up. Let's work. And I'll give him a nod, like, let's work. And, just keeping my spirits up, I'm keeping his spirits up. And, you know, we're going for a tit for tat thing, you know.
As a rookie, it must be nice to be able to walk into a locker room, an NFL locker room, and at least have some familiar faces.
Yeah.
You know, not only Steve, but some other Rutgers guys in here as well. I don't know if you've had a chance to touch base with them.
Yeah, I sit down and talk with Alex Silvestro every day. I haven't ran into Devin yet, but I was actually talking with him on the phone last night, and he's doing the same thing, staying in my ear. You know, I'm going to sit down and get with him, pick his brain a little bit, picking Alex's brain every day, and basically doing as much as I can to better myself and better this organization.
Do you see any similarities between Steve and his father?
Yeah, a lot. Steve's he's a nice and steady guy, and his dad's the same way. Coach is the same way. He's stern, and Steve's the same way. They both have a great way of dealing with things, and they're very smart, so can't do nothing but respect that.
Is that scary or strange or funny?
How about it? It's all of them. Yeah. It's all of them. It's in one big pot, and it's mixed up together, and that's they're great people. So,
as a teammate last year, did you have a feeling he would go into a coaching career? And if so, what led you to believe that? If so,
I didn't think so. He did great at our program, too. He helped us as much as he could. And, that's a that's pretty much what he was there for, you know, to help the club, help the team.
People look at him and say, this is the son of one of the most successful coaches in the NFL.
Definitely. I remember the first time I met Steve. Quick story. Met him in, I had a math class, doing horrible in math. Steve's next to me, he's on his MacBook. I'm like, yo, you're Coach Belichick's son. And I suck in math, so don't judge me, all right? So, I mean, we laughed about it, and we've been friends ever since then. So it's been a good little journey.
What year was that at Rutgers?
That was like my sophomore year. I had to be like 08. So, y'all got me sweating. So, I'm running around trying to. It's a lot. But.
Is it a bit of a whirlwind this weekend? I mean, you've heard guys talk about it just kind of being thrown into the deep end of the pool and kind of being told how to swim. But what is this weekend like?
Like I said, it's fast. You just have to be on point with everything you're doing. If you're not, you'll get left behind fast. And, you know, the coaches harp on it every day. Stay in your playbook, you know, stay in the coach's ear, stay in the meeting rooms, watch film. So I've been doing all those things and basically just trying to take care of everything I have to do and just stand on point with everything I have to do, whether it's, you know, staying in extra after all the meetings are done or, you know, getting with coaches from time to time. So
is it nice to be able to have, I don't want to say individual coaching, but there are fewer players here now than there would be during the regular season or during a regular season?
Yeah.
Is it nice to have that kind of close eye that a coach gives you?
It is. It's comforting. You know, we can always go to our coach and just, you know, pick his brain and ask him about something we were confused about in practice or we were confused about during the meeting. You know, some guys don't like to ask questions sometimes, so what you do is just pull the coach to the side and just, okay, coach, can you go over such and such with me? Or, hey, coach, I'll have an issue on this. You know, and coach has been, he's been right there for me. All the coaches, really, special teams coaches, even the offensive coaches help you out and be in your ear. So it's a great feeling.
This team has a reputation, or it's just a fact that over the last couple of years, there's been at least one undrafted player that's made the 53-man. Does that buoy your spirits a little bit that, you know, it's just everybody has a chance? It doesn't matter. Yeah, Chandler and Dante were first-round picks, mm-hmm. and you weren't, but everybody's right. Pretty much on a level playing field.
Yeah, I mean, some guys think about stuff like that, but some guys like myself, I see it as everybody's equal. You know, I'm going to come in here, I'm just going to work my behind off, excuse me. I'm going to work, and that's what my life's been predicated on, is work. So the coaches realize that, my teammates realize that, and most of all, I got God behind me. So I'm just, right now, I'm just working. I wake up every morning and just thank God for me being here and, you know, trying to establish myself and help this club, so.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good luck.
All right.